This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show and find out what's going on with this company. He was on my show back in January here, 2019. We're talking about no other than BioStage Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BSTG. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Jim McGorry. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thanks. Happy to be here.
You know, recently you guys got a couple of new board of directors. I'm sure you're super excited about that.
You know, happy for our board, the way, our chairman, Jason Chang, continues to be able to run our board. We brought in some real experience, particularly onto the, you know, audit committee and management with, Jeff Young and Matt Dallas, two publicly traded, CFOs, and excellent for the board.
You know, you've been putting out a lot of press releases, no new to the marketplace about your application of the IND. That being said, what BioStage, what do you guys do in different in the way for the kids, the product that you're working on, the esophageal atresia? How are you guys treating that now?
You know, the key thing is there's 1,000 children born in the United States every year with a gap between their upper, between their esophagus and their stomach. And these kids go through, you know, a really, really difficult, most of them have to go to surgery. You have to repair the atresia because they don't get enough nutrition. And it is a real problem within quality of life of these kids. And we have a totally new way. Instead of stretching this and doing all of these operations, we have a way to be able to take the child's cells and then grow those cells onto a live tube, onto an esophagus, implant that into the child, and then only the cells remain and regenerate the esophagus. A whole new way to do that, and we think it can really help the kids, and that's what we're working on.
Jim, let me ask you this. How big of a market space is this problem?
Think about it. 1,000 kids, when you talk about rare diseases, this is a congenital abnormality. And so, but the other thing is our technology, the CellSpan esophageal implant and the tracheal and bronchial, it's a platform. We're able to now, through our science and the work that we're doing, regenerate a piece and then take out the scaffold. So the only thing that's left is a biologic response using the body to heal itself. And we believe that, you know, long term, this can work into a number of other tubes, the body's full of tubes. And that's why we're focusing most on to the kids now. But we have plans to be able to go into the bronchus and the trachea.
You recently were picked up by the WBG, an article on there. So you guys are starting to turn your focus on humans. I know that you sent in your application, the IND application. Your flagship is for the CEI product, your candidate for that. Bring myself and my listeners up to speed on that process.
Yeah, thanks. And so, you know, it's sometimes tough to be a small startup company. We've been really capital constrained and trying to work exactly with what we're trying to do. And so now, after having proof of concept in man of a surgery done at Mayo Clinic, a successful surgery into last year, and the results of that showing that our technology has that proof of concept in man. We've been doing animal studies for 4 years, and next month we're filing with the agency. We'll probably be about a 10,000-page package to the agency with 4 GLP studies to be able to go into humans, and we're really excited about that, Everett.
My guest today is Jim McGorry. He is the CEO and director of BioStage Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BSTG, trading at around $2.20 a share. You know, companies like yours and startups, especially on the OTC market, a lot of them have a lot of problems raising money. And when they do raise money, it's usually toxic. That's not the case with you. You guys have really went to been funded basically by private investors. That being said, do you plan on engaging in any U.S. capital markets?
Yeah, thanks. And so, you know, we've had a little bit of a balance sheet issue over the years in terms of trying to move the company forward. But after a stumble in 2017, we really have had now long-term investors who have looked at our company, and they really have been funding our company in because they believe in our science and they believe in our technology. And so we continue to even raise money, even up to $3.70 a share, much over the current, price.
That's amazing.
We know that our investors know, if you will, the value in which we have. And when you see there's not a lot of liquidity and float in our stock right now because we're focusing on the science. And we wanted to bring our investors to show, here is what we filed in IND, and then we'll wait 30 days until the FDA comes back and they'll probably have questions. But we believe if we continue to show the science and the data, and we have the data, that the other good financial piece will happen. So we hope to get positive feedback from the agency and work with them, and then re-engage with the U.S. capital markets. And we're really excited about that opportunity, too, and a potential uplisting to NASDAQ.
It seems to me, I've been doing interviewing people for a long time, and I've been in this industry, in this space for 25-plus years. Your market cap's around $15.5 million. Seems to be very, very undervalued. That being said, and that's my personal opinion, that being said, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
Yeah, thank you. We would like folks to know that we have real science and real data behind a very innovative product that can really help, that we believe can potentially really change the lives of a lot of kids, both in the U.S. and around the world. And we believe that we're going to be filing into next month, and hopefully that the agency, we're using top people from the FDA in helping guide us right now. And we're former FDA reviewers. So we hope to see that there's real science behind it, and the current valuation will be a piece of the past, because when we find the real value of the company where it's going forward, we'll be hopefully a lot higher than where we're at right now. So we believe that we will be approaching those markets when we get that scientific accreditation by the FDA, hopefully later this quarter.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a great biotech company, again, this is my personal opinion, I think you look no further than BioStage right here. Great entry point at 220. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BSTG. Jim, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. All I ask is that you come back in 50 or 60 days, give us an update of what's going on with the application, and just keep us at point.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the opportunity, and looking forward to continuing to report our progress.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.